Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down here on Prophetic Corner on today. We have a word in season from the Lord. I want you to go ahead and get your notebook, get your pens, get your paper, amen. Whatever you need to write on, amen. You know, some got notes on their phone, so they can go ahead and type it in really quick. But I want you to get ready, because this is the day that the Lord is going to give you a word, a life-changing word in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Glory to God. But first of all, I want to give this amen. There's someone who the doctor have told that you are borderline diabetic. Glory to God. You know, God is a healer, and he can heal anything and everywhere you hurt. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and pray for that right now, because the Lord gave me that before we got on. So the doctors told you, say, oh, you're borderline diabetic. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray, hallelujah, glory to God, that don't cross the border, okay? Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and send it back right now. We decree and we declare right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they are a borderline diabetic. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we send it back into the pit from which it came right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know you can heal. So we know, Lord God, that by your stripes, we are healed, healthy, and whole. And I speak to that person whom the doctor spoke that over in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. If that's you, amen, you can press the one to come in. Hallelujah. I don't want you to give your name. All I want you to do is just say, you know, that was me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if it's not, then we're going to just keep on moving down the road. Praise the Lord. Let's go on with our announcements. Hallelujah. I pray, first of all, we had Faith come by hearing on Saturday. We had Elder Bertha ask you. You missed it. You missed a treat. You know, every time Elder come on, it's a treat to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The Elder is just awesome. And you missed it. Glory to God. But guess what? The shows are all pre-recorded, so you can go back and hear it on demand. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Okay, and the next, we have the Hour of Power on Sunday. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And the next Hour of Power will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. Now, I want you to make sure you go over and show Minister Elaine some love and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to her. You know, God have no respect of person. So you shouldn't have any respect of person. You go to get a word, and that's what you do. You go to get the word. Don't go to get the person. Go to get the word that he has laid on their heart to preach to the people of God. I think that's what so many times we miss it. We look at that person, well, you know what? He can't call her. He can't call him. He said he used whomever he pleased. Hallelujah. If you want to talk to that little rabbit jumping around out there, amen, in the yard, or that little squirrel coming by, hallelujah, that little frog coming by, whomever or whatever. Because if he can use a donkey, he can use whatever he makes. Glory to God. So don't go to get the person, but go to get the word that God has laid on the person's heart. So let's move on. And don't forget to tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry with Minister Elaine Jackson. And first of all, hallelujah, I forgot. I'm going to announce it. She is an author. I want to encourage you to go and read the book. Amen. It's a good read. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have my copy, so I want you to go and get yours. You can go on Amazon and get a copy of the book. But what you can do if you don't know how, like I said, you can go ahead and you can go ahead and you can go on Facebook and you can get a copy of the book. And if you don't go on Facebook, like I said, you can contact any of us that you have our numbers. You can contact us. You can hit us up and let us know that you want a copy of the book and you don't know how to get it, and we can direct you to get your copy of the book because it's a good read. So come on and get your copy. Hallelujah. And then you move on up on Wow Radio. Good God Almighty, on Tuesday night, they had just been beating the devil down. Glory to God. Where did you lose it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you missed that on Tuesday, you missed a treat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. And it's Wow Tuesday, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And I'm going to tell you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with the hookup. Go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. They're there to help you. You know, I always hear, well, you know, I ain't got nobody to help me. Can you help me? You know, yeah, sure. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say they won't help, but they don't really want the help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. Glory to God. I'm going to ask you to inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So you can inbox either of them. You can inbox either of us on the Wild Team, and we can get you over to them. We will get you to that place where you need to go. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to come on and partner and give us seed. Hallelujah. You will receive many, many perks. You will be prayed for with people who don't mind praying for you. You'll be placed on the personal prayer list. Well, I will say your name. We will say your name, glory to God. We'll call your name out, hallelujah. Lord, we lift Susie up to you, Lord. Lord, we lift Notebook up to you, Lord God. Lord, we lift the bed up to you, hallelujah, glory to God. Whatever the need may be, we're going to lift your name up to the Lord, our God. Call your name, glory to God. So come on and be placed on that personal prayer list and receive many, many, many perks. And we're only asking for $25 or more. So I'm asking you to come on and join and see what the Lord is doing. Come on in on the inside. A lot of people standing on the outside looking through the mirror. Hallelujah. You see your own reflection, yeah. But I want you to come on in and see where God is taking the Wild Team, because he's taking, hallelujah, we're going to go where no man has gone before. Hallelujah. No, we ain't smart. We ain't got no spaceship, none of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But come on in and get in. Hallelujah. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Now, with all those announcements, keep them in mind. And don't forget to give an offering. This ministry has been a blessing, so I encourage you to give an offering. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you sit on your few dollars, well, you know what, this is all I got. Maybe that's all you got, hallelujah. But if you want God to increase you and give you even more, then guess what? You will have to trust him and do it by faith. Yes, that's what he said. You walk by faith and not by sight. Don't walk by the little $15, $20 you see in your hand, hallelujah. Glory to God. By faith, you're going to give that, and then guess what? He's going to multiply it. Because he know you're going to need more than that, hallelujah, to go to work. You're going to need more gas than that. If you're driving long ways, some may not be going but just a few miles down the road. But you still got to have gas. It doesn't matter. Unless you're walking. Now, let me just say it. Unless you're walking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then what you going to do on them rainy days? Okay. Well, let's move on. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give and watch what God do in your life. Hallelujah. Now, with all that in mind, if you need prayer, I'm opening up the line for prayer, hallelujah, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer if nobody wants prayer, hallelujah. You know, God is good and he's moving by his spirit, he's moving by his power. He's still moving in these last and evil days. As you can see, things are happening. Look at the signs of time, and there's just so much going on around you that you probably don't see, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go on down the road. Glory to God. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, Lord. Just lifting up your name, magnifying your holy name on high. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. If they came expecting the word of God, we ask you, God, to release it to their ears, Lord God. Let them turn on their spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God, in these last and evil days. As they came on, Lord God, expecting, Lord God, you to move, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Father, we know you'll show up and you'll show out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, because we know if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here on today. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak a healing all across this line, God. We speak a healing all across the nation to those that are listening by way of, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know some need healing in their mind, Lord God. Some need peace. Some need joy. Some need understanding, Lord God, of your word. And others, Lord God, may just need you, Lord, to walk with them and suck with them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you're everywhere that they need you to be, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we speak to every storm that's in their life, God, right now, Lord God, because we know you can calm the storm, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, if you can calm the raging sea, Lord God, Lord, I know you can calm, Lord God, every storm that's in their life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you are the life, God. Oh, God, in every situation, oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because when they're lost and they don't think there's no hope, all they got to do is hold on, Lord God, to your rope, to the word of God, and it'll pull them out of every kind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord God, we give you glory, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, who you are. We know what you are and what you are to us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we speak, Lord God, to the families, Lord God, who've lost loved ones, Lord God, in this season, Lord God. In this day, we ask you to comfort them, Lord God. Give them the peace, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that they're to be absent in the body, Lord God, and be present with the Lord, because they're with you, Lord God. They're having a good time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we know they miss them, but Lord, we ask you, Lord God, and just give them the peace. Give them the comfort that they need in this season right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to every situation that's not like you, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who have gone astray. Those who don't know you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to send somebody by. In the mighty name of Jesus, so that they may give them a word. You said one plant, one water, and you will give the increase. So, Lord God, we ask you to send them by, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so they can receive the word of God on this day. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we speak to those who have backslidden, Lord. Lord, those, Lord God, who have backslidden for one reason or another, whether it was something that was said in the church that turned them away from you, Lord God, whether it was someone in the street, oh, my God, Lord, we say depart, oh, my God, depart them from that person in the street, Lord God, that's leading them astray, Lord God, because the blood is on their hands, and they're leading them out, oh, my God, into a sinful life. Oh, good God Almighty, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. We know, Lord God, that all those that are called according to your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you're working it out for their good, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. God is good all the time, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I know you've heard that many, many times, but you know what? Begin to praise him and see what happens. Hallelujah. You know, there's a song I listen to all the time. No, I'm not going to sing it. Hallelujah. Not today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, laughter does good just like a medicine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible states it. Glory to God. You have to even laugh through the hard times. You have to laugh through all the things that you go through sometimes. Glory to God. You can't sit with a sour face. You can't look with a sour face. Glory to God. You can't let that thing grip you where you can't go no further. You can't run on in Jesus' name. You got to learn how to let laughter, hallelujah, glory to God. It'll do you good on the inside just like a medicine, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. So you got to learn to laugh. Now, me, I'm a person, hallelujah. I love to crack jokes, hallelujah. I just, some of the things that come up sometimes, they be like, I tell you, I just don't know, hallelujah. But let me help you out. They're good, clean jokes. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's what you do to continue on. Glory to God. You can't learn. You got to learn how to not let things grip you. So this person over here talking about me, it made me mad. Hallelujah. You know, it takes me off. Glory to God. Well, you know, it said when they laugh at, when they talk about you, laugh at them. Glory to God and keep it moving. You got to learn how to let it, hallelujah, be your medicine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know sometimes some medicine that you get, you go to the doctors, it's kind of nasty. And I understand it has bad taste to it, to your mouth. But I guarantee it. Hey, glory to God. Laughter does good just like a medicine. This medicine will not have no bad taste in your mouth. It'll put you on high. It'll set you in a place where they'll think you done lost your mind by laughing at them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. But we're going to go on, amen. I'm going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 8 on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, God is good, hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, glory to God. We keep saying that, we keep saying, but do you actually believe? I just hear in my spirit, somebody just don't really believe that God is good. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. You may not have had all you asked for, hallelujah. You may not have got all you paid for, hallelujah. You may not have gotten everything that you're looking for, glory to God. But just know if you're breathing, hallelujah, you got your health and your strength, hallelujah. Sometimes we look so in the natural realm for stuff. I'm going to get into the word, hallelujah. We gonna go here. Let's go here, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get so tied up in the world system and the natural stuff. And whenever they say God's going to send you a blessing, and you know, and you know, immediately, what do you think? If you say God's going to send you a blessing, what do you think? Immediately. I can guarantee you, or let's just say 90%, he's going to give me some money. Glory to God. Oh, my God, he's going to give me a car. Oh, my, he's going to give me a house. And most of all, he's going to give me a man or a woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look in the spiritual realm and see how God's going to bless you with wisdom and knowledge and give you some understanding. You know, that money can't buy those things right there. I learned that. Money can't buy that. Hallelujah. And when you begin to see things and see visions and have dreams and you can help others, glory to God, and, you know, and he'll lay some out on your heart to pray for you, that's better than money. Hallelujah. Money can't buy those things right there. Glory to God. So whenever somebody say, well, you know what, he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you real good. So look into that, hallelujah. It's not always a natural blessing. And sometimes it's in the spiritual realm. Glory to God. Because if he gives you some good, hallelujah, spiritual wisdom, he's going to show you what to do, hallelujah, in the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to do. We got to learn those things. And we're going to go on and get in the message. Hallelujah. You know, he is just good. Hallelujah. So I'm off in the road now. Everybody ready? You got your pen, your paper, hallelujah, your notepads. And let's get ready here. I'm going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 8. And I'm going to title this message, God Will Restore. You know, some people need God to restore. Amen. Relationships and all those kind of things, and restore the years, the cankerworm, pommel worm, and all those things have eaten up. But let's see right here what he does in chapter 8. Then spake Elijah unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise, and go thou, and thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. Look right here. Amen. He was telling her, hey, look, you know, he done brought a son back to life, and he said, look, I'm telling you, God called for a famine in this land, and it's going to last 7 years. So what you need to do, you need to get up. You need to, as the old people can say, hat up. It's time to go. God almighty, glory to God. It's time for you to get out of here, because there's going to be a famine in this land. And what it was Israel. He was going to cause this famine in Israel because they had turned against him. They had fallen away from the Lord. Listen, don't fall away from God. Hallelujah. You would get in a place where you have a famine in your own land. Glory to God. When you fall away from the Lord, thy God, things will definitely begin to happen. Hallelujah. Don't think that they won't happen. I don't know why people think that God don't have a wrath side, but yes, he do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd rather be on this side over here on the right side, huh, than to be over here on the left, to the left, on the far out left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, you get in that place where you got a family, you ain't got no money, you ain't got no car, your car breaking down, and you know what? Sometimes things do put you in that place. Not paying your tithes and your offering, hallelujah, glory to God, when you're stealing, you're robbing, hallelujah. But he said, if you bring all tithes into your storehouse, you know, then so there'll be meat on my table, glory to God. But sometimes you steal, you're stealing, hallelujah. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do, first of all, you're stealing. Then if you don't want to say, well, you know what, I'm going to tell my leaders I got a blessing from the Lord. I wouldn't intend to go here, but amen, let's roll, hallelujah. I got a blessing from the Lord. Glory to God. Because I'm scared they're going to tell me I'm going to have to tithe off it. Good God Almighty. Now, what kind of people are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be righteous people that live a righteous life and a good righteous life, right? So come on. You shouldn't be ashamed if you got a blessing, amen, from your leaders. I mean, if you got, you know, an extra check or you got a raise, you shouldn't be afraid. You know, you cause your own family by things that you don't do. Glory to God. You see right here, when they turned against God, so that's just turning against God's word by not doing what he said. If he said obey and serve, then you need to obey, serve. If he said pay your tithes, then that's what you should do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. But anyway, he told a woman, listen, you're going to have to get out of here, because they're calling a famine. God is going to bring a famine upon this land, and it's going to be upon here 7 years. And you know what? This woman didn't give it a second thought, because she already seen what he could do. She saw him perform the miracle when he raised her son from the dead. So you know that set the cake off right there. Hallelujah. That just put the icing on the cake. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. So you see right here, she didn't bat an eye. She got her child. She got up. She got ready. She got her clothes. Hallelujah. She got them packed. And she got out of there. She went and sojourned in the land of the Philistines. Glory to God. She went on because she knew that this man of God was a true man of God. Now, you can tell true men and women of God. Hallelujah. You can tell them by the lifestyle that they live. Hallelujah. Whenever they bring something to you and tell you there's something that God told them to tell you, learn how to listen. You know, just take notes and write it down, you know, and you may not need it right then, but guess what? You're going to need it later. The word don't come just to be coming. It comes for a purpose, because the gift ain't for us. The gift is for the body. Hallelujah. So whenever it comes, then you need to listen. Because that I hear you. Whenever she talks about the little girl, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got so much feedback on that right there. Good God Almighty. They said, that's me. That was me. That was me. No, I'm not going to call nobody's name. They said, I saw myself in that. And I saw myself in this. And that's what they were saying, see? Amen. Glory to God. When she brought that on about the little girl, I mean, it was something. Glory to God. It really was. I've never heard it told like that, and it was just awesome. I hear you. You're saying, because that's my leader. No, that's got nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Because it was the word of God, and God's revelation to the people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm putting all them little ants to bed today on today. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah. And it came to pass at 7 years in that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. Okay. After 7 years, she decided it was time to go back to her house and her land. And so when she went back, hallelujah, you know, they had done rented the house out. They had done made money off it and all those different things. And, you know, and the money had done accumulated some property value and all, let's just say, all those good things. Hallelujah, glory to God. But she went back. And I read it says she begged. She was begging the king to give her her land back. She said, hold up, king, let me talk to you for a minute, sir, if I must. You know, I was listening to the man of God, and he told me that I need to leave because there was going to be a famine in the land. You know, it wasn't going to be no crops growing. There wasn't going to be no water. There was going to be a shortage of food. There was going to be a shortage of no light. There wasn't going to be no job. There was going to be none of that. So, you know, because I know he's a true man of God because he brought my son back to life. You know, I know. So I got to leave. I had to leave. So now I want my land back. I want my land. I want my house. I come back to get it back. So, oh, king, would you please give it back to me? Now, don't you know it's something, you know, she's going to the king and she was begging him, you know, to give her her stuff back. Hallelujah. Let's read right here what happened. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elijah has done. Okay, when he began to tell him, he told him, said, you know what he did? He healed the lepers. He opened blinded eyes and raised the dead. Glory to God. And when he began to go in details of other things that he had done, the great Elijah, glory to God, let's see what he said. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman and this is her son whom Elijah restored to the dead, restored to life. Now, don't you know he looked at him really crazy? He was like, what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the woman. This is the woman that, you know, that was telling you to give her stuff back, that he restored her son back to life. He was looking at him mighty crazy. Now, y'all know, come on now. Y'all would have looked at him the same way, like, what? Come on now. I have this person, they always use this word, and I use it too sometimes. I said, what? For real? Okay then, glory to God. And he did. He was telling them about what he did and how he brought her son back to life. He was saying, this is the woman. Can you imagine the king's eyes got kind of big? Now let's see what happened. After Gehazi, you know, he went ahead and he told the king how this woman's son came back to life through Elijah, by Elijah bringing him back to life. Let's see. Number six. And when the king asked the woman, so the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left and land, even until now. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. He didn't say keep part of it. He could have said no, but he was the king. He could have said no, don't give it to her. Don't give her but just a little bit. Go ahead and give her house back. Just give her house, and we're going to keep the land, and we're going to sell it and do something else with it. Don't you know when Don't you know when Gehazi got to telling the king everything that Elijah had done, he was scared? Glory to God. Yeah, the king was scared. Don't you know? Hallelujah. Here it is. He done raised the dead, and this is a mighty man of God, and he told his woman to leave. I don't think I want to get involved in that. Give her everything back, everything she lost. But see, this was a good, godly woman anyway. Don't you know she had prayed too also before she went? That's what you got to do. You got to be careful. Pray before you go to talk to people. Pray before you go do things. You know, we said, well, you hold up. I'm going to go and I'm just going to tell them off. I'm going to get them told. Well, before you go, do a quick prayer so you won't say the wrong thing, so he can lead and guide you. So she went there. She was begging. She didn't say, well, you know what? If you don't give me my land, I'm going to tell God to cut your neck off. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She was ready when she went to him, and she did it right. When she prayed, you know, and everything. And, you know, God be with you. God be for you. Who can be against you? And she went and she asked him for her land back. Hallelujah. And her house. Hallelujah. After 7 years. Come on now. Hallelujah. And the king said, yes, he went ahead and he assigned an officer to her and give her everything. Amen. He said, from then all the way up. So everything that you lost, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to give it back to you. Glory to God. And he said, you know, from that 7 years. So that's 7 years of return on. They done rented the house probably to somebody else and let them stay in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let them live on the land and let them went ahead and took their little cattle over there and watered on the land and let them went over there and ate the hay from the land and all kinds of stuff. But give it all back to her, everything from then all the way up for 7 years. Anything that was got on the house, any interest, anything that was paid, you know, anybody living in there, any rent, anything that was paid on the house. He said, give it all to her. Make sure. Don't you know he was kind of scared? Hallelujah. Yeah, him being the king, yeah. After he had found out what Elijah had did, he didn't want no trouble out of Elijah. That's what it was. Glory to God. He didn't want no trouble out of Elijah's God. Good God about it. So if he can heal, then what you think he can do to me? Glory to God. Let's move on here. And Elijah came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, the man of God is come hither. So they were saying, you know, the man of God is here. Ben-Hadad, he was a king. Also, he was sick. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in thine hand and go meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? Let's move on to 9. So Hazael went to meet him and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camel burden and cane, and stood before him and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover this disease? He was sick. And so he know the man of God was on the scene, glory to God. So he wanted to know, he sent him, hallelujah. Be careful who you ask to go and approach the man and woman of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'd have did better if he told him to go ahead, y'all, and put me on a donkey and take me over there myself. Glory to God. So I can see, hallelujah, am I going to recover? Because, you know, those that go, they're really going for themselves. Hallelujah. They ain't going for you. And be careful who you ask to pray for you. This is a prime example right here. He had faith in this man. No, he believed that, you know, he was with it. But look what he did. He's going to turn against him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go home and read down here. And Elijah said unto him, go say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. How about the Lord have showed me that he shall surely die? But he was saying, yeah, he's going to recover from the disease, but he's still going to die. And he settled his continuance steadfastly until he was ashamed. And the man of God wept. Okay, in other words, he was saying right here, he looked at him, and Elijah looked at him, and he looked at him in his eyes. He told him, yeah, he's going to recover from the disease, but he's going to die. Now, don't you know that, you know, they say that the eyes will tell it all. You know, when you're talking to a person, you can look in their eyes and you can tell if they're lying, because most of the time they're going to start fidgeting. Hallelujah. And if they drop their head when you're trying to talk to them, then that tells you right there, they sure is trying to make up some big ones, okay? So just come on with it. And he stood there and he looked at him. And Elijah started to cry when he looked at him and looked in his eyes. Hallelujah. And it began to tell him what was going to happen. Let's read it right here. And Gehazi said, why weepest, my Lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that you will do unto the children of Israel, their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and will dash their children and rip up their women with child. He was telling them what he was going, what he was going to do. Hallelujah. Yeah, he was going to recover from the disease, but guess what? He was going to go back and he was going to kill it. Glory to God. And he was looking at what all the evil that he was going to do in that city. Glory to God. He said, you're going to do some awful things because he wanted that sheep. And it's something when people want your seat, they want your job. Hallelujah. You know, I hear so many times, well, you know what? Yeah, I am a prophet and, you know, I am a pastor and I am a preacher and all this stuff, just all this stuff. Hallelujah. Just because God called one person to do one thing and he called you to do another one. Well, let me help you and enlighten you on this. Be the best at what you do. Glory to God. Everybody ain't called to be a pastor. Everybody ain't called to be an apostle. Everybody ain't called to be preachers. Everybody ain't called, hallelujah, glory to God, to do what you do. But be the best at what you do. Hallelujah. You see, right here, he wanted that kingdom. He wanted it. He wanted to be king. Glory to God. So he was going to get ready and take it up. Amen. And Hazael said, but what is thy servant a dog that he should do this great thing? And Elijah answered, the Lord hath showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. So he departed from Elijah and came to his master, who said to him, what said Elijah to thee? And he answered, he told me that thou shouldest surely recover. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water and spread it on his face so that he died and Hazael reigned in his stead. See right here? Yeah. See right here? And you know, that leads all back to be careful about telling people your dreams also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, they can kill you, hallelujah, with their mouth. They can kill your dream. Be careful about telling people what you see. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Nowadays, hallelujah, you can trust, amen, your leaders. Glory to God. And there are some people you might be able to tell that you know that don't care, you know, how God is using you and it's okay and what God is doing in your life. But there are some you just can't tell them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just cannot tell them. You know, you like to share stuff with people. Nowadays, you just can't because there's so many jealous spirits that's floating around. Hallelujah. Well, I'm jealous because God called her to be a prophet. And, you know, I'm jealous because God called me just to minister. So what difference do it make? Glory to God. Let me help you out. We're not overcomers by what position we hold. Glory to God. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Titles mean nothing to God. Hallelujah. We're all children of his. Amen. In the kingdom of God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. That don't mean that your gift is belittled. It does not. But you can be just as powerful if you want to, if you spend the time and do what you need to do. Search the Bible. Read the Bible. Pray. Stay on your knees. Fast. And like Elder was saying about fasting and praying, you can be just as powerful just because you're ministering whoever. You can be just as powerful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's got nothing to do with it. You see right here, he wanted to take over. So what did he do? He went and he killed him. Glory to God. So don't let nobody kill you with their mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let nobody kill your dreams. Don't let nobody kill your spirit. Be careful whom you trust in these last and evil days. Hallelujah. Because people aren't there to lift you up. They're there, some of them, to tear you down. Hallelujah. You know, I'm a prime example because, you know, I went to remediation classes and before I, amen, I left a certain place that I reigned in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I went to take math again and to go ahead and refresh this course because we were getting ready to be laid off of our job. And I said, man, I said, this is it right here. I said, this is my time to go back to college. I said, I always wanted to get a college degree. I started out, you know, a few years before that, but it didn't work out, glory to God. So some trials and troubles and tribulations, and I had to stop going to school. And I said, Lord, this is my time right here that I can go to college. Glory to God. And I went to take some remediation classes, take some math again, some English, because it had been so long since I've been out of school. It had been a long time to me, you know, but not a long time to God, because he can move any way he want to move. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I went and I sat in the class, and I did it for a while. I said, okay. I said, now it's time. It's time for me to go and take the entrance test so I can, the ACT test, so I can go and get in college. And I told them, I said, well, I'm getting ready now to go and take the test. I told this lady, she was a teacher, and I said, I'm going to take the test so I can get ready to get in college. I said, it's time now. And she went and she told her director. And so I overheard him, and the devil's going to make sure you overhear him, right? You can bet to that. And I overheard him say, well, she can go. She ain't going to pass. She ain't going to do it. It's not going to work out for her. So she'll be back. I said, oh, Lord, hold up. Wait a minute. Did you hear what them sisters said? I said, good God Almighty. I said, oh, man. I said, guess what? Now I'm going even the more. But what they did, they just really pushed me. And I thank God for them pushing me a little bit further. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when they said that, I went anyway. And when I went, they told me what I had to do. And I filled out all my paperwork and everything, you know. And I decided, okay. I said, well, you know what? It's not that I had to go back. I said, but guess what? I'm going to go back. I need to go back because I need to let them know what happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm boasting in my God. Now, glory to God. Not me. Hallelujah. So that night, I went back to class. And so when I went back to class, and I stayed calm, I stayed cool, I went on through the math and just was doing all my work. And when it got time, when it was time to get ready to go, I said, oh, and by the way, tonight was my last night. I said, I've already took the exam to get into school, and I start, you know, and I told them like that, you know, and I got kind of proper with it because I knew God had done moved. Hallelujah. And I told him, I said, I won't be back anymore because I've got in college now, so I'm going to college, you know. And I said, I appreciate what you did. No, I didn't go off on him. I didn't do nothing. I said, well, I heard y'all talking about me. No, I didn't use the snapping of the neck and the hip and all that. Well, no sense in all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they said, oh, well, really? I said, yes, he did, and I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. Glory to God. And so I didn't go back anymore after that. Hallelujah. So you see, be careful who you tell stuff to. Hallelujah. God before you, who can be against you? Glory to God. Let's move down just a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And in the fifth year of Jerob, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. You see right here, glory to God. You know, you don't think what you do have an effect on your children, but what you do affects your children, and what your children do affect their children, and what those children do affect them. It's a generational curse on down the line. So what you need to do, you need to gird up right now and start to live right, start to talk right, start to act right at this point. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you see, he was of the house of Ahab. And what, you know how Ahab was, Ahab and Jezebel. Come on, y'all know how they were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what was on them fell down. Hallelujah. It came down that bloodline. You know, I always heard anything that's going on in your mortal body, you won't find it where? In the blood. Glory to God. Have you noticed when you go to the doctor, they'll say, well, what's going on? And once you tell them, it's okay, let's do some blood work right away, right? That's what they do. So listen, you see, everything that you do is going to come down that bloodline. Glory to God. If you're standing, I know it. Here we go. If you're stingy, then stinginess going to come on down your bloodline. Glory to God. If you wasn't a giver, it's going to come on down your bloodline. If you always going around talking and gossiping about folks, it's going to come on down your bloodline. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you've never been nice to people, it's coming down your bloodline. If you don't know how to love, it's coming down your bloodline. But you know, things don't have to be like that. Hallelujah. You can set the stage and make it better for your children. Because you see right here, glory to God, what Ahab them did, what happened, he was married, glory to God, to Ahab's son and his daughter. And it came on down the bloodline, hallelujah. He took it up, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, he married that girl. Can you can imagine how she was? So guess what? It came right on down the bloodline, and he acted the same way. Hallelujah, glory to God. So here's what you need to do. Make sure that you're doing the right thing. Make sure that you're living right, you're talking right, you're acting right. Make sure that you're living in the kingdom of God. Make sure that you don't have any regrets and you did, you know, and raise your children the best you can raise them. Hallelujah. Because I'm just going to tell the truth. Some children are just unraised in these days. I know we got babies raising babies. True enough, glory to God. But then you got grown folks too. Hallelujah. And they know they can raise their children better, but instead, hallelujah, pop out there trying to get him a brand new bag, and that's a new woman, hallelujah. Just come on, go with me, hallelujah. Mama out there, glory to God, hallelujah. Mama out there, she's trying to get her a brand new bag that's going top of to the side, and then trying to get her a younger woman, younger man, good God Almighty. Oh, woman, you know, hey, come on now. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why the children are unraised, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know, hallelujah, you don't need to let your daughters see you, amen, you got husbands, and amen, hallelujah. I mean, I see it change, so we're just going to shift a little bit here. Don't you know if you got a husband already, your daughter don't need to see you, hallelujah, tipping and slipping with some other man. Come on now. Don't you know, hallelujah, being if you already got a wife, hallelujah, you don't need to be looking at now another one. You got one. You can't take care of a one. Hallelujah. I hear you saying Solomon had all them. Yes, he probably had all them, but guess what? He ain't pleased all them. Glory to God. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Come on. You need to learn how. Hallelujah, to walk in these last days. Hallelujah. And whatever's on you, it's going to come down in your bloodline. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because see, when he married into that family and he saw how they did, hallelujah, yes, he's the son-in-law, so guess what? It came on down through the bloodline. He married his daughter, so it came on down through the bloodline. So this is the way it works, hallelujah. So I want you to make sure that you're doing the thing right. Stay in the kingdom of God, not on the outside. Stop looking on the outside, looking in. Get in there and see what God is doing and see what God is saying. There's so many times you misunderstand things by looking on the outside, looking in. And then you want somebody else to come and give you a word and get your own word. Glory to God. If you pick up the Bible, he got a lot of words in there that you can get. Hallelujah. Stay focused, glory to God. I am that I am. Huh? I am the truth. I am love. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is love. Jesus died for our sins. He got a lot of words in there that you can get. Many of the affliction of the righteous, but I shall deliver them out of them all. Huh? Amen. Glory to God. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Look at all them words you can get out of there. Hallelujah. This peace I leave with you. Hallelujah. When Jesus got ready to ascend the home high, glory to God. Hallelujah. If any man lack, huh? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He speak to the mountains and said, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. Believe and not doubt. Oh, good God Almighty. Hey, a lot of words you can get from the Bible. Glory to God. Don't always go hunting a prophecy. If there's one for you, then God going to make sure that you get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you can live by this word here that's in the word of God right here. You can get them from right here. All the words that you ever need. Things that will turn your world upside down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everything that you're going through and everything you need to stand on. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Glory to God. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I want to pray for some things. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that the people of God be stable in you, Lord God. Let them have a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them listen with their natural ear, Lord. But God, give them the spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to remove all doubt, all unbelief, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray for that person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, who is battling, Lord God, who's battling cancer right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you heal them. Heal them, Lord God, because you can heal, Lord God. You made the body. You know you can go in, Lord God, and dry up every cancer cell on the inside, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you can dry up every tumor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That person is having pain in their knee, Lord God, in their left knee. We ask you to heal them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you can heal joint pain. You can heal everywhere they hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for that person, Lord God, who dislocated their shoulder. Right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can put it back in place. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because they don't want to go to surgery. They don't want to go to the doctor, Lord God, so the doctor, Lord God, can take a look at it. In the name of Jesus, don't be hard-headed. Go to the doctor, hallelujah. But I'm going to pray for you anyway, hallelujah. Father God, I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we say put that pain, Lord God, out of their body, Lord. Put it back in place. Oh, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that their shoulder is lining back up, Lord, in the place where it should be, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for high blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we decree and we declare that their pressure come down and it stay down where it needs to be. Cast our cares upon him. Forget about worrying about money. Forget about worrying about people. It's time for you to let them go, because they don't believe you or either they ain't. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you give it to God, don't keep going back, picking it up. Hallelujah. That's what's running your blood pressure up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You get so caught up in the world system. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And those things make your blood pressure go up. But know that we serve a good God and he can heal. He can deliver and he can set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whom he sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you say whom he set free, understand, it's free indeed. Glory to God. That means, hallelujah, glory to God. You hold, he holds the deed to your freedom. Glory to God, hallelujah. For you to be free, for you to be free and stay free, you have to keep this stuff off you. You have to pray and seek it and continue. Say, oh, Lord, if it tries to come back up, to hold up, I cast it down. You have to continue to cast it out. Don't sit there and ponder on it. Sometimes you sit there and you play with the devil. Stop playing with him in your mind. Glory to God. You say, oh, hold up, wait a minute. Yeah, Lord, I did. Last year I was in that same predicament, and I was in that same place, and I was in that same lack last year. Yeah, Lord, don't do that. Don't play with the devil. Say, he said, huh? Oh, my God, if any man be in Christ, I'm a new creature. So I don't have to think about that lack, because ain't no lack in Christ. Glory to God, because he owned everything. He owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. So I know, huh? Oh, my God, hallelujah. One of those states up there belong to me. Glory to God. I'll take them all, but I know some of it is mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. And I want to tell this person, your world is not crashing down. I hear somebody say, my world is crashing. No, your world ain't crashing. But remember, the world is, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. Your world is not crashing down on you, glory to God. Hallelujah. If I be lifted up, lift the Lord, thy God name up. Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will set you free from that. Your world ain't crashing. Hallelujah. All because you got a few credit cards due. All because, hallelujah, you may not have the money that you want. Glory to God. But it's okay. Hallelujah. Your wall ain't crashing down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear this song, somebody saying, I lost my mama, then I lost my daddy. You know, they said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what you're going to do. You're going to give it to him and keep living. Mom and dad is in a good place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand to be absent, amen, in the bodies, be present with the Lord. They're in a good place. No more pain, no more crying down here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you'll miss them. Hallelujah. But don't let it get to in your spirit so to where you can't go on your daily task and you're always crying. And I see you always weeping in the spirit. Glory to God. Father God, let them weep no more. Let them know that you're in control and you're alive and you're well and you're with them wherever they go. And Lord God, you're with them whatever they do, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak peace to them, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for the peace resting upon you. Get the peace of God. Let it rest upon your shoulder like a dove. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, there you go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of God resting upon that person right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure, hallelujah, that you don't forget, hallelujah, to go and visit the other shows, Ministry Lane, hallelujah, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. The Wild Radio on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Then on Saturday, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Amen. She walked the dog up and down the show and turned around and brought him back. Glory to God and made him sit. Now you sit in the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty. Now that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So don't forget to go over and listen and become a partner. $25 or more. Hallelujah. I know some come to the shows and they be blessed. Glory to God. Well, it's good to get blessed, but sometimes you have to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So you got to know, amen, how when you're blessed, you got to know how to give back, you know? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think so many times people, it's the faith part that doesn't kick in. That's what I do believe. Hallelujah. So, well, I walk by faith, but if you ain't got the $10 or you ain't got the $25, let's just move you on up $25. You ain't got $25. Are you willing to sow that $10? Hallelujah. Glory to God to a ministry. Hallelujah. That you know you came and got blessed by. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the kind of faith walk I'm talking about right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't forget to tune in to any of the other ministries. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God, into what you want me to be. Father, forgive me of my sins, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord God. I have fallen short. I have failed short of your glory, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I repent in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to say welcome to the body of Christ. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Amen. That you have given your life to Christ. Go on and get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught and the word of God is being lived. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God is awesome and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for listening. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Enjoy. Amen.